Today's daf is Yuma, daf Pei Gimel. Again, scheduling note, the next couple of dafim will be uploaded from the last cycle. Beit Hashem, Sunday. Sunday I will give another one from Teaneck. Got a few emails after the 8 o'clock minyan in Beth Abraham in Teaneck Sunday morning. And then Beit Hashem, Monday I will try to figure a way to get up. And then again, we'll be uploaded from the last cycle until I get back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we are on Pei Beis, Amid Beis. In the middle of the daf, Hahu Ubara. So, if you remember, we were just talking about a pregnant woman, or the Rosh said, Lav Dafka, a pregnant woman. Anyone who is sick on Yom Kippur, Pikuach Nefesh, one is allowed to eat until they gain their health, get their health back. And we spoke about, do you go by the experts, do you go by the Chola himself, and we got into the three big three Averos, Gilei Raos, Avodah Zarah, V'Shfichas Damim. Those are the three and the sources quoted for Pikuach Nefesh. Remember, this Gemara comes up in Psachim and in Sanhedrin, and right here in Maseches Yuma. I neglected to mention yesterday, every time the big three Averos come up, I like to point out the Maharal, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in his commentary, where he says, why are those three Averos the ones that are picked? So you could say, well, those are the ones we found sources for. Those are the ones that have Limudim. But you don't have more than that. Maybe you have one other one, which by the way we'll get to later on today. But Shabbos is not one of them, and others are not one of them. Why? So the Maharal explains that these three Averas are the opposites of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And therefore, if those are the three pillars that the world stands on, then I'm not allowed to violate, because then I'm undermining the pillar of the world, and I'm destroying the world, and the world won't continue to exist. I am weakening it. Two out of three, says the Maharal, are pretty straightforward. Avoda and Avoda Zara. Avoda Zara is undermining Avoda. And Shvichas Damim and Chesed are opposites in an extreme way. But what about the other ones? Torah and Gilei Arayos. Those are the hardest to put together, but explains the Maharal. Gilei Arayos is the most animalistic, mundane, earthly, physical action that a person can be involved in this world. And Torah is the most sublime, uplifted, inspired activity that a person could be in. So they also are opposites, and that is why one has to give their life for Gilei Arayos in that case, which is the opposite, according to the Maharal, of Torah. Okay, that's just Maharal from yesterday. Then we got into the three sources. One of them is a Svara, and the other two are Makoros, keeping in mind that a Svara is on the level of Daoraisa, so my Chazis is a Daoraisa Svara of whose blood is redder. We learn out from there Gilei Arayos as well, and then we have the other source for Avodah Zarah from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day. Yoredei at Tzimin Kufnun Zayin talks all about the details of Yehari Valyavar, the big three, and Abizrayhu, all the related issues that aren't fully. We've spoken in the past about Lifnei Iver of the big three. Is that Yoreg Valyavar? Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban. If Reuven says to Shimon, convince Levi to kill Yehuda or I'm going to kill you. Is that Yoreg Valyavar? Lifnei Iver. Issues in Hilchas Nida. Is that the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida talk about if somebody is sick? Are they allowed to tend to each other? Abizrayu da'arayas, big discussion. Either way, that is all in Yoredei Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. We continue, though, now with a couple of related stories. Says the Gemara on the sixth line, Pei Beis Amid Beis. Hahu Ubara Da'archa. There was a pregnant woman that smelled something and needed to eat. When was this? Rashi. Sheheiricha. The Yom HaKippurim Haya. And it was on Yom Kippur. Thanks very much. When did I think it was? Rashi says, it was on Yom Kippur. This is Beseches Yuma. That's what we have been talking about. Why does Rashi Dafka say Yom Kippur? Let's just finish the story, and then we'll answer that. Also, the Kamei de Rebbe. The pregnant woman came in front of Rebbe. Amar Lahu, Zilu Lechushula, the Yom Kippurihu. Tell her that it's Yom Kippur. Tell her. Whisper to her. Lechushula, they did. V'ilchisha, and she accepted the whisper. She accepted the whisper. Baruch Hashem. Kari Allah, and he called about her, Biterem et Sarcha Babaten, before I formed you in the Beten, Yidaticha, right? I had known you, and you had a connection to me, meaning a praise of this fetus and this mother, that even before the birth took place, that she was able to be calmed down. The other story is, Hahu, and what happened? Nothing meaning Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan's mother. Yochanan's mother was able to be able even before birth. And Rabbi Yochanan himself, hahi ubara da'archa, same kind of case. Us lakamid Rabbi Chanina, amar lahu lachushula, whispered to her v'lo ilchisha, but she couldn't accept it. She didn't accept it, and she had to eat. So again, we're not faulting her, but kari Allah, zoru rishaim meirechem. Rishaim are zoru, are scattered, the seeds are scattered, meirechem. Meaning you could already tell, Rav Yashiv writes here, that it's not that they did anything wrong at this time, but you already see possibly that it's going to go in a certain direction. Nafag minai shaptoi atzer peri. It came from him, shaptoi, the one who gathered fruit, who wasn't the greatest of people that we remember. Okay, does this mean chas v'shalom that if a woman is pregnant, she has to eat on Yom Kippur because she's pregnant? That doesn't mean that means she's not going to have the Gadol Adar. Does not mean that. It means they have a certain Rabbi Chanina had a certain feeling about the case. But lav dafka, you know, obviously medically, if somebody needs to eat, somebody needs to eat, and that is there's nothing wrong with that. Back to the Rashi. So why did Rashi say have to clarify for us that it was Yom Kippur? Now, what is that excluding? It says in the next line, tell her that it's Yom Kippur. Says that's the question of the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Right, why isn't it Mefurish? Answers Rosh Shlomo Kloger, the Chacham Shlomo, on Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Yud Zayin. Maybe the Rashi is telling me, Dafka Yom Kippur, then we are Lochesh Ba'azna. But if it was Tosefes Yom Kippurim, Ain Sarech Lilchosh La Ba'azna, Elamach Yidon Osamiyad. You don't have to be worried about this on actual Yom Kippur. If it's still Tosefes, then you don't have to worry. Why? Because Salkadai Dachamina, I would have thought, maybe in Tosefes Yom Kippur. This is an extension of Yom Kippur, as we learned on yesterday's Daf Pe'al from Aviz, that Tosefes Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa as well. So you might have thought that you should be lochesh to her there. And even though the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed says that if women are eating during Tosefes Yom Kippur, then we're not mochem, mutav, sheishog again, but here's l'chadchila. Kamash Lan Rashi says, no. Tosefes Yom Kippur is different in this regard. You only lochesh on Yom Kippur atzma. Why? Kivan dezeh mufurish bato. Kivan dezeh einu mufurish bato. Yom Kippur atzma. De iser Tosefes. Kivan dezeh einu mufurish bato. Elo yalfinan la midrasha isuro kal yosem Yom Kippur atzmo ein bokares. And therefore, one doesn't have to be lochesh to her in that circumstance. That's the suggestion of the Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, that it's Dafka Yom Kippur, but during Tosefas Yom Kippurim, there are more kulas, even though it's Daraisa, but there are more kulas regarding the situation of Sakana. Good. Says Rabbi Yanai. Says the Gemara first. Second line. Chole ma'achilin oso al pi bekiyin. A chole we give to eat based on experts, whatever the experts say. Amr, and we said yesterday, doesn't matter, says the Tiferes Yisrael, even a non-Jewish expert, if it's an expert, it's an expert, determined by the society. Chole machil oso pi bekiyin. Amr Abyanai, what if there's a machlokas between the doctors, between the chole and the doctors? What's the halacha? Chole amar tzarech. What if the chole says, I need to eat? And the Rush says that even if the chole does not say, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. What if the chole says, I just need to eat, I'm going to be besakana? Right, the chole says, I need to eat. V'rofi, omer, eino tzarech. The rofi says, not, shomin l'chole, listen to the chole. Just the chole. Again, unless it's totally, you know, a chole, you know, somebody stubs their toe on Yom Kippur and says, oh, I need to eat, I need... Okay, that's ludicrous. But if it's a situation which could be, and you're not sure, then you listen to the chole. My taima, lev yodeya maras nafsho. The heart knows his own bitter heart. And therefore, if the chola says, the chola says, pshita, you might think this is obvious, ma'o detema rofe kimle tvei, you might think the doctor knows better, kamash balan, we trust the chola. Period. Two points. Number one is a radvaz. Could have mentioned this yesterday, but we'll mention it today. There is a very difficult story quoted in two tshuvas of the radvaz. I'll read from one of them. Chela gimel simin tuf mem dalin, where the radvaz was asked about the riva, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. The story goes that the doctors told him to eat on Yom Kippur, and he refused to eat on Yom Kippur, and he died because of it. So the question to Radvaz was, this was the Riva. This is one of the Baalei HaTosfos. Is this normative behavior? Are we supposed to learn from this? So the Radvaz is very strong, as all poskim are. This story has no relevance to us. Sha'ati mimeni al masha kasu b'shem Riva, ki chala chal yo asher mesbo. V'el v'chal yom ha-kippurim ba'otzav ha-yamim. Yom Kippur was in the days before he died. V'yamr lo ha-rofim, im lo tochal vaday tamus. If you don't eat, you shall surely die. V'im tochal shema tichya. And if you eat, you have a chance. And he answered a very strange answer. Bari v'shema bari adif. Right? If you have a vadai and a safik, the vadai wins. V'lo ratza lechol. Umeis. V'ratisa ladas daiti im yafa asim lo. You want to know if the Riva acted properly or not. So says the Radvaz. Legabe adin ein roi lil momimenu klau. Regarding halacha l'maisa, you can learn nothing from that story. To hakaimel on svek sveka shal pikuach nefesh dochetz ha-shabbos v'zyama kipurim. Even a svek sveka v'yafilu l'chaye sha'a. Choshishin. Even if your life's going to only be lasting another hour, another 10 minutes. Kol shekein l'safik shema yamush shema yichya v'yafilu l'safik shabbos acheres. And even if you want to say l'fidas achronim sha'amru, as we said yesterday, that you're allowed to volunteer one of the big three, machlokas Rambam Ran, which we mentioned yesterday. Even if you hold like the Ran that you're allowed to volunteer, that's only b'makom that there's kiddush Hashem and there's a purpose for your violating, for your giving your life up for one of the other averos. There's no reason not to. And he says, "Lafichach ein roi lo momimenu." Ki efshar, he says, number one, you can't learn from it no matter what the story is. You want to know what the pshat of the story is? Ki efshar de riva zal hirgish ba'atzmo. The riva felt himself. De afilu yochal yamus. He knows he would die anyway. Why? Lev yodeya maras nafsho. He quotes our pasuk. The cholah sometimes knows. V'hainu de ka'amar, and that's what he meant by bari v'shema bari adav. I'm bari, says the Riva. Klamar ha-bari sheli adif mishema shalachem. Leficha l'ratza lechol. V'kvar nish'alti al-kayosi bazeh pam acheres v'helesi de'ein zu midas chasidus. That is nothing for us to learn about, says the Radvaz, even though this is the story of the Riva, but it is not normative practice that we should learn about. Also quoted they quote B'shem Reb Chaim. Chaim in a number of sources. The Briska Rav quotes his father Reb Chaim. Shahayamora lakol chole sheish bo sakana. He told every chole that was in mortal danger, they could eat on Yom Kippur and don't worry about, you know, how much you're eating. Just eat. Reb Chaim in general was very, They were briskers. They were very machmir in every other area. But when it comes to chol sheish basakana, they were also machmir. They're machmir about life. They were makel about Yom Kippur and fast days, because they held that everybody today is not on the same state that they used to be. We're all chol sheh, at least ein bo sakanas. They were very makel in terms of the fasting, because they were machmir on human life. That's what he said. That v'hamar shatam kivan shekfar chol sheish basakana hari Yom Kippur nidchelo l'chol moil yosla raposa. Once somebody is in a state of chol sheish basakana, Reb Chaim said, then they can eat whatever they want, right? They need to make their body as healthy as possible. V'kivan sheshir shalem yoser tov l'chol. And since a full shear is better, memeila pikuach nefesh is docha that. Aye, what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you should eat pachos mikashir, that is, this is the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that somebody who is a cholesh ein bo sakana, that if he doesn't eat at all, maybe he'll get into the state of a cholesh yesh bo sakana. That's where, if pachos mikashir suffices, so that's where you could eat that amount, fine. But if you're already in the state of cholesh yesh bo sakana, Reb Chaim says, just eat, and don't focus on the shear. And they quote Reb Chaim, but you know, other sources quote that Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. Many times, you know, the patients themselves don't want to eat. We'll have this in the Gemara soon. It's Yom Kippur, how can I eat? You have to force them. To force them to eat. That's the lashon of ma'achilin. What is it ma'achilin? Ochel, it should say. Why did it say ma'achilin osa? No, because so many times Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, we don't want to eat. Ask many doctors. So many people don't want to take their medicines on Yom Kippur. They have to. It's their mitzvah. It's their mitzvah. But Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and that's why I use the Lashon HaMachilin. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So if there's a machlokes between the doctor and the patient wins. As long as it's in the realm of reality, we trust the patient and the patient eats. Rofi Omer Tzarech. V'chol Omer Eino Tzarech. The opposite. What we just said. If the doctor says the patient has to eat, and the patient says no, Shomen L'Rofi, listen to the doctor. My taimba tun v'hu denakelei. The patient must be in space. The patient must be delirious. It must be, you know, not focused and not being able to make their own decisions. Tanan says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Chole ma'achilin oso alpi bekiyin." You give to eat based on expert advice. Alpi bekiyin in alpi atzmo lo. Is that to teach me dafka alpi bekiyin, but not alpi atzmo? Is that what I'm supposed to be medayik from the Mishnah? That you don't trust the person? Alpi bekiyin in alpi bakiyecha lo, and you dafka need plural. You need at least two doctors. You don't trust the patient or the one doctor. So he says, no. Hacha Mayaskina, why does the Mishnah say Bikin in plural? De Amar Lo Tzarichna. Because that's a case where the patient himself says that I don't need to. V'list v'le'al pibaki, so why isn't one enough? Why isn't one enough? Lo Tzricha de'ikach rina bade de Amar Lo Tzarich. The patient and another person both say he and the patient does not have to eat. So to override those two people, that's why you would need two other doctors to say that. But if it is only one, then one would be believed. Period. Lamaisa, what if there is a super doctor? Like we said yesterday, Rav Yoshev said, there's one expert doctor that says something, that says he has to eat, and three other minor league doctors say otherwise. Then you trust a major leaguer. If it's a different league, that also makes a difference, right? Like we spoke about by judges, by dayanim. You only go a holach achana aro if they're in the same league. If they're not in the same league, then you can have if a gadol adar says something, even if four other minor, you know, so to speak, minor league gadolim say otherwise, then the gadol adar might still have power over the others. Even though in the Sanhedrin, obviously, even though they're greater and less great, you still go by the roof. Ma'achilin also al pibakiyin, the Gemara says, so we feed based on experts. Pshita, suffing nefashos hu, suffing nefashos lahakel. It's a suffing nefashos, even sveksveka of dini nefashos, as the Radvaz just said, were mekel. So of course, if the bakiyin say, you have to give him to eat, you give him to eat. Lo tzricha diika tshrei achrini behadei da'armi lo tzarech. No, the chiddush is, even if there are two people that say he does not need to eat, you trust the Bekiyan that say he needs to eat, even if it's a machlokes. V'yaf al-gav da'amar Rav Safra, and even though Rav Safra says elsewhere, trei kameya umeya ketrei, that no matter how many witnesses there are, they create a stalemate. Once you get to two, you can't get better than two. The best beer is two, so even two against six. Doesn't matter, they're all equal. Hani mili, and Rav Safra made a limitation regarding there. Hani mili inyan edus. Regarding testimonies, that's where you go, the numbers don't matter. Avala inyan umdana, baser deos azlinan. But regarding umdana, estimations, not edus. You go, baser deos, right? For example, Rashi quotes that we are bezdins of the bezdin. What's a case of umdina de mamona? Kagon shuma, sheshamin lebalchov, if bezdin is estimating a certain property. So that's called umdina de mamona, but umdina de chola, but a case of umdina, estimation of chola. So you might have said that in this case, there's a stalemate. Right, because he says, "Lin yomdena baser deos aslinan." Says the Gemara, "No, hani mili." Right, they take out the vav. "Lin yomdena de mamona." No, that's only within umdena. Rav Safra's statement, even within umdena estimations, you only say it's equal and it's a stalemate by cases of monetary cases. Aval hachas avig nefashosu. And here, even though it's even though it's two against two, still, it's not a stalemate, we still say something nefashos lahakel in that case. So we don't apply the stalemate rules of Dini Mamanis, of trey u'trey, and you throw them out of court. We don't apply that in this case. We still would say two are good enough, even if they're in the minority, even if they're knocked out by others, to create a suffix, and we would be machmir in Hilchos, staying alive, and mekel in something nefashos. Good. Says the Gemara 1 minute. V'ami diktani seifa v'im ein sham bekiyin ma'achilin oso al piatzmo. If there are no bekiyin, then we would feed him based on his own word. Mechal dereisha damar tzarech. You see, the Mishnah is clearly talking about a case where the tchola needs says, I need to eat. So how could we have a ukimta that the first case is that where the patient agrees with some of the doctors and the other doctors say that he has to eat? So the Gemara says, chisurim achsura v'achik tani. No, add in. The first case was about the patient says no, meaning ani. I don't need to eat. That's what the case of the ratio was. Aval amar tzarech ani. And but if he says I need to, then ain sham baki and shrei elachad de amar lo tzarech ma'achilin oso al piatzmo. If there's only one against him, then we would trust the patient and we would give him to eat. Lamaisa, putting all these rules and regulations together in our day, Bizban Azeb, if there's an authoritative doctor that says he needs to eat, and the patient's unclear, we're machmir and we give him to eat. Right? Something to fashos lahakel. If their doctor says they need to eat, so then they're given to eat. Period. Mar Barav Ashi Amar. Mar Bar Avashi says, Kol hecha da amar tzarech ani afilu ika meya da amri lo tzarech l'didei shaminan. Even if it's 100 doctors against the chola. Again, as long as we could assume and estimate that the chola still has his senses. He's not like totally, he or she is not, are not totally delirious, because then obviously you have to make decisions on their behalf. But in this case, if they are serious, then we listen to them. Shenemar, as we said before, Lev Yodea Maris Nafsho. Because the patient knows, Tanan, really? The Mishnah said, Emein Sham Bekiyan Machilin Osal Biatzmo. Taima Deleka Bekiyan. We only listen to him if there are no Bekiyan. Ha'ika Bekiyan Lo. But if there are experts, they would override his own decision. Ha'chika Amar. No, this is how you should understand it. Ba'medram Amurim Da'amar Lo Tzarech. That's when you listen to the Bekiyan. Lo Tzarech Ani. Aval Amar Tzarech Ani. Ein sham bekiyim klal machilin osal piyatzmo shenemar lev yodeya maras nafsho. Good. Says the Aruch HaShulchan here in this siman tafresh yud ches. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'imu omar shetzarech afilu me'arofim mumchim omrim she'ein tzarech shomim lechola. The chola says he needs to eat. He needs to eat. V'afilu im omrim shehama'achel yazik lo. What if the doctors say that eating is going to hurt you, but he says I don't care. I need to eat. Shomin l'chola. You still listen to the chola in that case. If he says, I need food. V'af agav, and even though we learned earlier in Hilchas Shabbos, in Shidduch Avches, t'kishechola omer detzarech l'refu aplonis. V'arofi omer shetazi keyu shomin l'rofe. Even though it says, earlier, you listen to the doctor in Hilchas Shabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a difference between medicines and foods. Difference between medicine and food. When it comes to medicine, which medicines are good? You don't listen to the patient. Yeah, I think that medicine is good for me. No. You listen to the doctor. The doctor is training. And you listen. That's what he quotes from Achronim. The difference between medicine and foods. The Aruch HaShulchan is very upset about that. He says, what? Doesn't a doctor also know what foods are not good for you? Right, you know, not only medicines. Aval davar tamua. Says the Lafia Nira, it appears, Afilu Shalom Yom Kippurim. Forget Yom Kippur on a weekday. If a chola wants to eat something and the doctor says that it's going to hurt, Einos Din Lo, you don't allow the chola to eat. V'cheinu Maisim B'chol Yom. Shari Gamzemi Hilchas Arofim. That's also what the doctors learn. Lohavin Shaha Achila Taziklo. V'harbe Pamim Anu Roim. Shachola Mevakesh Dover Hamaziklo. Many times the patient wants a food that's going to hurt them. V'einos Din Lo, Pitsivi Arofe. And we don't give it based on the instructions of the rofe. Because it's Yom Kippur, it's going to be even worse. If that was, why should there be any difference between medicines and food? The doctor knows what's better. So he says, v'nira l'anias daiti, it must be this whole discussion that we will listen to the chole over the doctors, da hagdolim sha'amru din zeb, ein zeb b'choli amutal b'mita. This is not somebody who's in bed and deathly ill. That for sure you listen to the doctors. On medicine, on food. The b'chola kazeb shita shashomen l'rofe. If the doctor says that the ochel will be mazik, even on a weekday. Rakisha omer shalo tazik, lo titkan v'chola omer shayinazik. In lochal, the doctor says it won't bother you. And the chola says it will. So then maybe shomen l'chola and not to the doctor. V'divrei ha'gdolim, but what were they talking about? That you might listen to the rofe? B'balei mechushim ha'ochim bashuk. By somebody who's not in that final late stage of sakana. Not as sick. Then you might listen. V'ein b'yad ha'rofim halachos beruros. B'balei ha'mechushim ki yadua. The doctors don't know how to treat, you know, very sick patients. But the common cold, right, a headache. Some things that we don't know what's going to help us. So many times the patient knows what will help them in a certain case, and that's the case that is being discussed. As I mentioned before, Rav Sternbach writes, and the others write as well, that when it comes to a chole that does not want to eat, we can even force feed. Yisrael Kadoshim, as we said, and people never want to eat. Rav Soloveitchik once said, his worst fear is that there might be a Yom Kippur, that he won't have all of his senses, and he'll have to eat on Yom Kippur. That was he realized the unbelievable quality of Yom Kippur, and he was scared that he wasn't going to be able to appreciate it. But that's the attitude of Klal Yisrael in terms of Yom Kippur. Okay, Mishnah. Mishachzu Bulmus. If somebody has a seizure, somebody has a state that they are sick, Rashi says, enough kehos, his eyes, something happened to the eyes, and they and his life's in danger. Machilos afil dvarim tameim, give him anything. Give him even treif. Afil dvarim tameim, actually ye'aru enav, until his eyes light up, until he gets better, until he gets better. That is the first line. You give him even dvarim tameim. Again, there is so this next Mishnah and Gemara on it. There's a tremendous amount of discussion to have. We'll try to fit in what we can. First, let's read the whole Mishnah. Misha Nashcho Kelev Shote. Write something on this Mishnah. We'll save time and base. But now we'll do the next piece. Misha Nashcho Kelev Shote. A wild, rabid dog bites somebody. This is not Dafki Yom Kippur. Once we're talking about sakana situations, so we expand. If somebody gets bitten by a dog, you're not allowed to give the person from the liver, from the lobe of the liver of that dog. Why would you want to? Says Rashi, even though some doctors use this, eina refua gemura. It's not a complete refua. It's not really proved and experienced medicine to be matir the isser of treif. Right, a dog is not a non-kosher animal. So, obviously, if there was anything that would work, we could work. But this is refuah to override isurim. So Rashi says it's not a refuah gemura. We'll have to see what that means more in a minute. For Rabasi ben Chayresh, matir. For Rabasi ben Chayresh, he allows it. He allows it. What is this about? There is a very well-known Pirush Mishnayos right here on this Mishnah. Right, one of the top 10 Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says, are you allowed to use experimental, unusual types of medicine, types of refuos? The Rambam says, are you allowed to do that? So if there's no downside, you want to try something, you know, and in addition to, you know, the regular medical procedure, so, you know, there's no isser. But what about, you know, eating from the liver of the dog? You want to think that, like the antibodies, right? Like we know, like if somebody gets all the chisunim and all of the shots that children get as they grow up, in order to, you get a flu shot, you put a little bit of the flu in. So even in the days of the Mishnah, right? You got bitten by a dog, give a little of the dog inside. The Rambam says, no way. Ein halacha k'rabbi Masya ben Chayresh bazeh shehu matir l'ha'achil adam akavich shel kelev shodesh kishenashach. Rabbi Asa ben Chayri said this mutter. Why? Ki ze eino moel ela bederech segula. This only works in a derech skuli, in a experimental, unproven way. Vachachamim sovrim, ki ein overin ala mitzvos ela berefua bilvad. You're only allowed to violate for refua. What does refua mean? Ratzal omar. Bidvarim hamarapin b'teva. V'hu davar amiti. Hotzio hada'as v'hanisayon. Hakarov la'emes. A proven therapy. A proven medicine. Aval lehisrapos bidvarim shemarapin b'skulasan. But to use a incantation, to use anything that is not tried and proven, says the Rambam, asur. Number one, you're not allowed to violate Isurim. The Rambam himself says it might be considered Lohe Shalamaka. Might be considered one of the Isurim. He says it doesn't work. Ki kocham chalush eino mitzad adas v'nisyono rachok v'hu taina chalusha minatoa. V'zeho ikar da'eyu v'zachreyu. Ki hu ikar gadol. The Rambam doesn't say that so often. Know this ikar. It's an ikar gadol. That's the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, using those types of refuos. The Birke Yosef was asked once, Birke Yosef, right, the Chidah. The Chidah writes in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Shin Aleph. What, there was a story. There was a man who knew how to write a certain type of kamiya, a certain type of amulet. And it worked for a child who was choking. They would, he would put something on this amulet, he would write on this amulet, and somehow, Lemisha Shasak Samamaves, Lichtovlo, Vitekif, and right when, I don't know what they did with the amulet, when they put it on the body of the person choking, all of a sudden the person would regurgitate whatever he was choking on, and the child would be fine. Totally fine. And there are certain cases, said the Birke Yosef, that we have proven with this, when somebody swallows something poisonous, that they use this, and it saved the person's life. And there was a story that one Friday night, there was a young girl that was choking, they quickly ran to this guy's house, there were a guy wrote the kamiya on Friday night, they gave it to the girl, and the girl's life was saved. And then all of a sudden, the next morning in shul, instead of giving the guy the Medal of Honor, they started talking, oh, heard who wrote last night, who, you know, he violated ksiva last night. And all of a sudden, the guy runs to the chidah and says, I don't know, well, is this right? Was I mechal Shabbos? So the Chida says, on the surface, look at the Rambam. Pirush Mishnayos. You shouldn't have done it. We don't pass him like Ramasi and Cheresh. We pass him like the Chachamim. You shouldn't have done it. So he says, but, let me explain. Number one, Rov Rishon and many Rishonim argue with this Trat of the Rambam. The Ramban, the Rashbad, don't say that the reason for the Mishnah is that because it's not a Refuo Baduka. You're allowed to use Refuo Baduka. It's even to Valedi Surim. The Machlokas must have been that maybe it wasn't even on the level of ever working. He says maybe you can use Refuah Badukas in certain cases based on a Ramban and a Rashba. But then he adds, even the Rambam would say in this case you are Mechal Shabbos because Haraya, you saved your life. Look retroactively. Look, Lamais, it helped. See, even the Rambam would say, oh, because it might not work, but it worked. So you see, and it's been used a few times. So he says, no, there's no suffix here. You saved a life. And as the Gemara, as Chazal say, you're not allowed to ask Shilohs by Pikuach Nefesh. You're supposed to run and save the person's life. And Nira less base Srach Isra Filim Midrabanan. Ulama Freya Mitzvah Gedola Asa. Kay Nira Lee. That's the Chida in the Birkei Yosef. So as we move down, we have the Rambam with the Birkei Yosef. And now, Rav Asher Weiss, in the one volume that's been out already, the Minchas Asher Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Chaf. He was asked, Be'inyin Refua Alternativit, L'chol HaShi'ish Bo Sakana, alternative medicine. It's B'chol, he says, Rachman al-Astan is a chola with a machla kasha that wants to be L'kabel Tipul Alternativi. U'lehimana mi'latapel b'refua ha'mekubelas v'habaduka. Ha'im Rashoy u'lasos kein, avshar ofav al-rem she'i sikui l'refua to b'refua ha'mekubelat. The doctors say there's a good chance that you will get, if you use regular treatment, accept the treatment, it would work, but he wants to try alternative. So is he allowed to? So the first half of the tshuva, the Menachas Asher explains that there's a chiyuv to go get healed, right? Unlike that Ramban, as he says, many have misunderstood that Ramban and Bechukosai, that the Ramban seems to say not to go to doctors, as Rov Achronim assume. That Ramban is only at a time period when we have Nisim and we are all on a certain level, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us messages directly. But Bizman is there, we are not on that level, and we have a chiyuv to go get healed. Part one. Part two, what is included in that to get healed? So he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and he assumes that any type of alternative medicine where there is normative practice available is not allowed. You have to go normative practice. We pass like the Chachamim. Anything that's not tried and experienced, Ein refuah hachilufit bechlal zeh. V'rabim to'im u'matim b'refuah zu. V'hamoni am tolim tikvatam. B'dvarim she'ei b'hem mamish. Ela hevel v'ruus ruach. And yes, maybe there is some basis for some of the elements and the yesodos. But he says, kashal adas. He says that, what part of it is acceptable or not. U'bevadeh she'ein refuah zu b'duka ayidei hadas v'anisayon. And mishum kein nirech chayev adam l'shtadah b'chalos. B'refuah ha'mekubelas v'abeduka. Rock, if there's no other treatment available, if there's Rachman al-Islam, if there's nothing left to do, so then you can try something else. But you can't choose the alternative over the normal tried and what rove doctors in the world would say. Again, this is a very large, important discussion on this Mishnah. We continue now, back to the Mishnah. Von Amar Abasi Min Cheresh, Hachoshish Begrono, if somebody has a certain type of throat ailment, Matilin Lo Sam Betoch Pib Shabbos, you're allowed to put this type of Sam, medicine, in their mouth on Shabbos, and basically, Savig Nefashos, Savig Nefashos, Doch Hazah Shabbos, Savig Nefashos, don't worry about the medicines on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it because it is Pikuach Nefesh. Right, that's the second statement. So that, Lav Dafka, that we argue on that one. We just argue on the first one, the Rambam would say. Mishanaf Olam HaPoles, let's say, there's a building collapse on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, either one. Savik husham, savik ein husham, savik chai, savik meis. You're not sure if anybody's there. You're not sure if the person's still alive. Savik kusi, savik Yisrael. Savik kusi or Jew. Mefachin alav hazagal. Right, you are mechal Shabbos. What malacha are you doing? By pikuach hagal, not 100% clear. Bones, soser, chofer. You're doing some malacha. But you're allowed to do it. Matzuhu chai mefachin. And if you find him and he is alive, you keep going, you get him out. V'imeis, if you find him and he no longer is with us, yadichu, there's no more heter to do. Not more heter, you have to leave him and you're not allowed to touch him. Not allowed to touch him. Unbelievable. Somebody told me last week, Chaman al-Aslan, he was in the, 2 weeks ago, he was in the hospital with a relative, and the relative was nifter on Shabbos afternoon, about 2 hours before Shabbos was over, in Shari Tzedek. And he's there, and the nurse, the male nurse, I think it was a male. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. It was a nurse comes in and says, you know, they start talking a little bit, but he's like, okay, what do you think we should do? So what do you think we should do? He says, well, there's an issue of Kohanim, and we have to usually have the rule of getting the nifter out as soon as possible. There's a Kohen in the hospital, but it's only an hour and a half left of Shabbos, and the mace is muksa. So what do you think we should do? He's looking at the nurse like, the nurse is giving me a shir in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, he's saying, the muksa, now let him move. The Gemara talks about, Kika Ratina, the Gemara talks about when David HaMelech died, you know, when if Shlomo HaMelech went to the Beis Medrash, am I allowed to move him? Right, take him out of the sun. This is not a problem, getting him out of the sun. They're in a hospital bed, he can stay for another hour. So he was having a whole lot of discussion, but this nurse came over and said, you know, muksa, not, that's mamish, this Mishnah. V'meis yanichu, right? We have to overcome our emotions and try to see clearly the halacha, exactly what is required at every stage. Tan Rabbanan, minayin hayoyodim sheheiru einav. How do you know when this achzu bulmis person gets better? Misha yafchin bein tov l'ra, when he can tell the difference between good and bad. What does that mean? Amar bai ubataima, taste. A symptom of the bulmis is that they lose all senses of taste. So if you can tell the difference between a good and bad taste, that's when you know that they are out of a state of sakana. Tan Rabbanan, misha achzu bulmis ma'achil enoso akal akal. Another Shas topic. When Achzu Bulmis, when somebody is in a state of Sakana, so we try to give them the least Usur item. The least Usur item. Hakal Hakal. Tevel v'nevela machilin oso nevela. If there's Tevel and nevela, we give him nevela. Why? Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Nevela is just a lav with Malkus. So you give him nevela. Rav Yashiv here discusses, even for the Rambam, who says, Trumas of Maishas Bizman Azez Drabanan, and nevela is Daraisa. Is this, and the Rambam quotes this halacha. You give him nevela, not tevel. So is the Rambam only saying that for a time period when there is Trumas and Maestros Daraisa? There he tries to work out exactly how the Rambam deals with that line. Tevel v'shvias. Shvias. What does shvias mean? It's a mitzvah to eat shvias, shvita fruit, according to the Ramban. Shvias here means after the zman of bi'ur, where there's an isser aseh. So that's why shvias is better than tevel, which is an isser still. Tevel v'truma tanoihi. Tevel and truma. Tevel and truma are both misa b'dei shamayim. Truma for a non-kohen. So that's machlokas. Detanya, machilin oso tevel v'machilin oso truma. Bentema omer truma v'lo tevel. What are the svaris? Amar Rabba. Heichad efshar b'chulin. If you could be mafrish the tevel on Shabbos, and you could have enough chulin, which would satisfy the chole, then t'kuli amalo pligi de misakninan le umasafinan le. Then for sure, you violate the iser d'rabbanon of hafrasha on Shabbos, and then you give them chulin. That's for sure. Ki pligi b'dalo efshar b'chulin. The only question is where, even if you're mafrish, you're not going to have enough chulin. So he's going to have to violate either, you know, tevel or truma. So mar saver tevel chamur, mar saver truma chamura. Mar saver tevel chamur, why? Avol truma chazi l'kohen. Tevel is more chamur because you see truma is edible for some people. So that shows truma is more kal. Umar saver truma chamura. No, truma is more chamur. Avol tevel efshar l'tikune. Truma can never be allowed for a Yisrael. Mashenking tevel, you can do something to it, which shows that it is not chum. Remember, we had in Masechet Shabbos, it could be that tevel is not fully muksa, right? Because it's efshel tikune, right? You can already see the roots. So that is in terms of hakal hakal. Says the Gemara, efshar bechulin pshita. What if it's efshar bechulin? So then you're mafrish. Then of course, isn't it better to be mafrish on Shabbos or than to eat treif? So the Gemara Pshita, lo tzricha b'Shabbos. It's a Tomer on Shabbos, not just a weekday. B'Shabbos nami Pshita. Tiltul d'ramid d'rabbananu. Shabbos too. Tiltul or hafrasha, it's all that is a d'rabbanan. So of course, it's violated an Issa d'rabbanan actively better than an Issa d'araisa. So achav ma'eskinon, ba'atzes sheino nakuv d'rabbanan. Oh. The tevel and shroom is also d'rabbanan that we're talking about. It's about an atzes sheino nakuv. It's in a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom of it. So now, is it better to eat something treif d'rabbanan, or is it better to violate an issa d'rabbanan actively? So mar saver tevel chamur, mar saver truma chamura. That is the machlokas. Perry, stop there for a minute. The Ramban here, there's only two, three pages of the Ramban in all of Maseches Yuma. The Ramban has two important deos that are much discussed by the Achronim. The Ramban says, what's the sugya machilin oso hakal hakal? Right, you give him the less isser. Isn't he eating here pachos mikashir anyway? So if he's eating chatzi shir anyway, he's b'sakana, then what difference does it make what you eat? It's all chatzi shir anyway. You're not getting any punishment anyway. That's the Ramban's question. The Ramban has two answers. Answer number one, says the Ramban, V'im tishal, im kein, lama amr machin oso akal akal, telo v'tshuma machin oso truma, v'alo b'shnei amin b'amela isra ba'alma. Answer number one, afilu hachi, kivan, de'bishi'urim, chamurim zemizeh la'onshin, af b'pachos mikashir, chomer sholzeh, yoser mi'chomer sholzeh. Wow. Even though you're not going to get punishments, but because inherently, if you would eat the shear of each one, this would be more chamor. So that's why even the chatzi shear is more chamor. Svara number one. Svara number two, inami, no, maybe this is a case of amduhu l'shear. This is a case where you have to eat the shear. And that's why it's different. 2 days, what are these 2 days about? Say the Achronim, says Rav Zhulti, in Simin Yudalid, in the Mishnas Yavetz. How do we look at chatzi shear? We alluded to this at the beginning of the parak. Klali prati. If I eat half a shear of nevela and half a shear of tevel, does it make a difference? Is that all chatzi shear? My scorecard in Shamayim. Is it all on the chatzi shear scorecard? Or, and it's all the same, or on every avera in Shamayim, on the nevela scorecard, there's a chatzi shear section. And on the tevel scorecard, there's a chatzi shear section. Meaning, that's exactly the 2 days of the Ramban. Meaning, does chatzi shir of an isser, is that more chamer than a chatzi shir of any other isser? Those are 2 deos right here on our Gemara. Vayter. Lema tanayi, let's say this issue of, or the fifth line, this issue of doing the hafrasha to prevent, which is an usser, to prevent eating something usser, is a machlokas tanon. The Tanya, the Brisa says, somebody got bitten by a snake. We call a doctor from place to place. We do all of these isurim. We kill a chicken if we need to. The goes in the loss of creation. And we harvest and we cut leeks. Rebbe says, just give it to him. Don't worry about taking no chumas and maestros. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, lo yochal shiaser. No. Eat it, but you could be ma'aser, even in this case of sakana, so be ma'aser. So name Reb Blazer Reb Shimon Evelo Rebbe. So let's say that it's Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, our source, which says that you have to be ma'aser first. Maybe that's like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, who says you have to be ma'aser first and not Rebbe. The Gemara said no. Afilu tema Rebbe, ad kalokama Rebbe hasam el inyan ma'aser yarek derabanan. When does Rebbe say over there that you don't have to be ma'aser? That's only by ma'aser yarek, vegetables, which is for sure only in Durabanan. Avo ba'ma'aser dagan, de tevel, do'oraisa hu afilu Rebbe moda. But ba'ma'aser dagan, which is our context of tevel, then even Rebbe would be moda. What do you mean? Aren't we talking about an atzitz? We're at least in the world of Da'oraisa here. So even though Rebbe would say over there, don't be ma'aser, because that's what's the most you're going to do, a derabanan, vegetables. But here, you're right, the specific context is atzot she'eino nakuv, derabanan. But if you allow this, you might allow a very similar case, which would be Da'oraisa, period. Another major discussion right here, the Ron quotes the Ravid. And this is, again, a case that's discussed much by the Achronim. The Ravid says, and the Ron discusses it also, let's say you have a cholo sheish bo sakana, and he needs a piece of meat. He needs to eat meat to save his life. You have a piece of nevela sitting here, and he could just give him nevela. Give him a piece of a horse meat, right? Or meat that's unshechted. Or you have a kosher animal right here. Do I give the chola a piece of treif meat, or do I shech the animal on Shabbos, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, and get kosher meat? What do you do? So both the Ravid and the Ron say, you shech the animal. You shech the animal, you get the kosher meat. What the reason is the machlokas. The Ravid's lashon is, well, what's the withholding you from giving him kosher meat here? What you want to do? The Issa of Shabbos. The Issa of Shabbos is staring at you in the face. That's Pikuach Nefesh, is Docha Shabbos. That's the Ravid. Says the Ron, I don't understand. Both Yisurim are staring at you in the face. He has to eat meat. You have the Isser of Shabbos over here, and you have the Isser of Nevel over here. What's the difference? So the Ravid's Lashon is different. I'm sorry, the Ron's Lashon. The Ron says, no. When it comes to the Nevela, every bite that you eat is an Avera. Avera, 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 Avera. Shabbos, you shech, there's one Avera. That's it. And then you're home free. And then you eat. It's better to do one Avera than to do many Averas. That's the Ron. Says Rav Yosef Engel, say other achronim, wait a minute, but this one avera is much worse than those 10 averos. Ah, you see from here, when you have one, many lesser in quality, but more in quantity, that might be machria, lesser in quantity and more in quality. Again, and he quotes Rabbi Yosef Engel in this classic, Lechach Tov, Klal Tesvav. He has 20, 25 different examples of this. Just to throw in one more, where, I mean, he has everything at his fingertips. Right, the Rambam writes, and we know, is it better to give one ani $100 or 100 anis $1 each? We paskin the latter. It's much less in quality. Yeah, but every action, more, that overrides. And that's more substantial. Again, and he quotes on both sides of the issue, but this is the first source that he quotes. Any discussion of quality and quantity starts with this Ran in the name of the Ravid and his own Shita. Vaiter, Tana Rabbana, and Misha Afsu Bolmes. And I think on the tomorrow's daf from the last cycle, I talk about this Ran again. Tana Rabbana, Misha Afsu Bolmes, Machil, and also Dvash. Anybody who is in this state, you give him honey, v'chomene mesika, shadvash, v'chomene mesika, mirin marj, enav shaladam, because honey and any sweet item help. V'yalvabishin rayladavar, zecheladavar, even though there's no proof that this helps, zecheladavar, re'una ki oruenai, ki ta'amti ma dvash azeh. Remember, Shaul made the gzera, nobody's allowed to eat anything until they win the war, and his own son, Yonasan, didn't hear it. And he says, my eyes have lit up because I had some of the honey. My afal pishi in rilo dover zechel. What does it mean in rilo dover? It's mefurish. Tahasim la bulmas achse. There he didn't, wasn't in a state of bulmas. So it works, but who says it would work in that state? Amar abay aloshna elo la achar achila. When do we say these sweets work? After normal eating. Aval kodam achila on an empty stomach, migra garil. No, that will cause him to get more of an appetite. So it's no good. Tichsiv, vayimsu ish mitzri basadeh, vayichu oso el David, vayitnu lechem, vayocha vayishku mayim. First they gave him bread, vayitnu lo plach tveila, vishnei tzimukim vayocha, and then they gave him the sweets. Vatashev rucho eilav, ki lo acha lechem, vlo shosa mayim, shloshe yamim, shloshe leilo. So you see, your remnants in the pasuk, right? What does it say? No sweets or candies before you eat. Maybe for dessert, if you eat your protein. That's exactly here. If you eat the whole meal, then you could have sweets. Amar Rabbanan Amar Shmuel, Mishach, so Bomas Machil, and also Al Yibadvash. Give him a fatty tail of an animal in honey. Rafuna Breda Rav Yeshua Amar. Afsolos Nikiya Bedvash. That's also plus flour. Rav Papa Amar, Apfilu Kimcha Desari Bedivsha. Even raw flour, barley flour. Amar Rav Yochanan, Pamachas, Achazni Bomas. Verrafti Lemizracha Shelta'ena. One time I got Bomas and I ran to the east side of a fig tree. The kiyamti, because I knew the sun beat down on those figs, and it makes them very sweet. The kiyamti ba'atzmi, ha-chachma techaya ba'aleha. I had chachma to know that this is what could save me. Tatani Rav Yosef, Arotza lit'om tam te'ena, yifne lemizracha. Go to the east side. Shenemar, umi megetvo shamish. Good. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, avikaz li ba'urcha, achzei bulmas, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda all of a sudden started getting bulmas. Kapche l'roe achle l'rifta. He went over to a shepherd on the side of the road. Sounds like he grabbed his bread. He grabbed his bread. Amar le Rav Yosi, kipachtas haroe. What'd you do? You grabbed it from the roe. Again, we don't have time right now to go into it, but a big discussion is gezel nidche because of pikuach nefesh? Am I allowed to steal? That's called Heinz Dilemma. Are you allowed to break into the pharmacy and steal medicine if somebody's life is in danger? Right? Are you going to pay afterwards? Not pay afterwards? That is the discussion. That's the discussion of it. Rashi, Tosfos, the Maariv is here, points that out. Either way, kimatu l'masa, when they got to the city, achli bulmas Rav Yosi. So the other Tana got bulmas. Ahadru abalagi v'tzoy, and all the townspeople brought out plates and jars of different foods to give him. Amalei Rav Yehuda, aniki pachti esaroa, v'ataki pachti esirkula. Right, I only took from one shepherd, but you took from the whole city. Okay, this is the last story. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, avikaz libo urcha, they were going on the way. Rabbi Meir hayevi daik b'shma. Rabbi Meir was always medaktig to ask people's names, and he was able to recognize their true nature by the names. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi daik b'shma. They never took it so seriously. Kimatu lahu tuchta bau shpiza. Yavuluhu. They came to a host, and they went there. Yavuluhu. Amru la mashimcha. Amru lahu kidar. They said, what's your name? Amru lahu kidar. He said, my name is Kidar. Amar, Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shma min adam rashahu. This is somebody to stay away from, to be careful about. Shenemar, Kidar, tapuchos heina. But it's a generation that is wayward. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlimu leKisayu, Rabbi Meir lo Ashlim leKisay. The other Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi gave the host their money, their wallets, to put away in the safe. Rabbi Meir did not. Azal Osei beKivrei Davua. He went and put his wallet on the gravestone of this guy's father. This guy's father. Ischazilei bechelma. That night, the host had a dream. Tashokel Kisei demanach areshe dehugavra. There's a wallet on my head. Come get it. His father said in the dream. Lamacha the next morning, Amalu, he says to the Tanoim, Hachi ischazle b'chalmoi, I had the strangest dream last night. Amri le chalma de beishimshi les beimashasha. And he told them, Mamasha. And he told them the dream, and they said, nah, don't worry, dreams of Friday night aren't significant. Rashi explains, you're so relaxed on Friday night. Sometimes your mind wanders, and it's not in the realm of reality. But quickly, anyway, Rabbi Meir went. Azar Rabbi Meir, he wanted to guard it. V'natre kuleyoma. He stayed there the rest of the day, v'aisei, so the guy wouldn't come and take his wallet. L'machar amru leo, havlan kisan. Can I please have our, they said, can we please have our wallets back? Amar lo, lohayed v'ramei olam. I know what you're talking about. Rabbi Meir was correct. Amar lo, Rabbi Meir, amai lo dai kisu b'shma. Rabbi Meir says, 1 minute, why weren't you medaptik? Amru le, amai lo mar. Why don't you tell us? Give us warning. Amr lehu, Amr damri anachashasha, achzuke mi amri? I say yadri, I'm not for sure, I say yadri choshesh. I don't know for sure, that's why I didn't tell you. Mashku vailula chanusa, they wanted to get their wallet back. So what did they do? They started schmoozing with this host, they brought him to a store. Chazu telafche asfame. They saw lentils on his mustache. So they saw what he must have had for lunch. Azlu v'yavu simano debisu. They go back to the wife, and they tell the wife, oh, your husband said that you should give us the wallets. And a riot that we're telling the truth is that you had lentil soup for lunch. Oh. Vishaklu likisai v'aisu. And they took their wallets. Azaliyu v'kali li'susa li'itse. Rachman al-San, he went and killed his wife. V'hainu da'aminan. And that's how the saying goes. Mayim rishonim echilu basar chazir. There's a different story that somebody who didn't do mayim rishonim was fed chazir because there was a certain storekeeper that gave kosher meat to the Jews and non-kosher meat to the non-Jews, and he saw this guy didn't wash the tilos yadayim, so he thought he was a non-Jew. This guy who didn't wash his face and his hands before he benched the lentils caused the death of his wife. That's just a reflection of the fact that sometimes dayanim can think a little out of the box in order to try to get the answer to their psak. Last section, ula basof avidayke b'shma. But eventually, in the next story, they learned their lesson, and they also were medaktik by names. Kimata lohu besa deshmei bala. They came to a house that was called, the person's name was Bala, lo ailu lagabe. They didn't go into him. Amri shvamina rasha, he must be a rasha, dechsiv, va'amar lebala ni'ufim. Right, the bala is a lashon of ni'uf. And he quotes the pasuk in parentheses, achrei bala siyas li edna klomar zikna bin ni'ufim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem again, we will, next couple of days, will be uploaded. The next one will be live, will be Be'ez Hashem in T-Next Sunday morning. Again, the Beth and Beth Abraham. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.